Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Listen, I have notes.
Yes, you do.
I'm excited.
Oh my God, it's gonna be so great.
Hey, it's so hood right now. Hood politics, y'all. Hood politics.
Okay, so wait. All right, we hood politics. We got I got one of my closest OGs here. One of the dopest homies. One of the most serendipitous, like, oh my God, I can't believe this worked out, like, type meeting situations. I come in to do the pod with Robert Evans. Turns out the real homie was Sophie. Turns out the OG who was like, oh, this my ace.
Robert was like, hey, I have this guy, like, his dad was a Black Panther. He's going to come in. He's L.A. I was like, oh, he should come to the studio then, like if he's in L.A. And then you walk in and I was like, family?
Yes. It was so crazy. I was like, she feels, that's family. Yeah.
I was like,
so dope.
I was like, oh, there he is. There's
yeah.
My guy.
Yup. Yup. Oh, so y'all know the illustrious Sophie Lichterman. Is that how you say your name?
Yeah, you crushed it.
Let's go. I'm better than everybody.
Facts.
And you know, she's the brains behind all of our Cool Zone Media. You know, she's the head honcho, the boss. You know what I'm saying? Boss bitch vibes.
That was horrible. I hated
Sophie.
That. I hated that so much.
I know you hated that. I had to cut through the awkward. and just keep the tradition of the male host that you partner with doing at least something hella cringy.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. It's a tradition now.
Consistency is key here.
Consistency is key. Anyway, so today is starting with, I mean, group text going wild because of your little boy on the stand today. This is happening today. This is not when y'all gonna hear it, but happening today. We all watching Kyle Rittenhouse put on a little performance
we got the group text, but the second I got on this meeting, I was like, yo, I watched that shit a lot. I didn't see water.
Not a single. I was like, man, my little 6-year-old squeeze out tears. Like, you should have had a toddler come teach you how to squeeze out some tears, little homie. And you have to stay in character, cuz. You can't just be crying like that when you on defense. And then when the prosecution get up, flare up like you mannish again. Like, come on, bro. No, no, no. Right? You got to stay in character, homie, if you going to try to trick us.
I thought your example was perfect. He was talking about how his daughter's crying, and then he's like, you want some ice cream? And then immediately tears stop.
Tears gone. Yes. Where are we going? Can we go? I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Right. And what's crazy is like, at his, okay, look, if your parents are a real one, and I'm not even going to say this is black. I'm just saying you got real ones that are parents. If you on this, first of all, you already mad that that little boy drove his little narrow ass somewhere that didn't have nothing to do with his, Our parents used to say the stuff like this to us. They used to say, if you do something stupid, you sitting in jail. I ain't coming for you. You shouldn't have done. You shouldn't have been out there. That's what our parents used to say to us. You gonna stay your ass in there, down there, to think you are. They're acting manish, right? So he drive himself down there. You on the camp. You on the stage.
20 miles from his own neighborhood.
They ain't none of your business. You know what I'm saying? So what my mama would do if I was on that thing crying like that, she'd be like, suck all them tears up, little boy. No, you was out there acting crazy. If you gonna do it, you gonna man up. You was standing there crying. What the hell wrong with you? So she'd have interrupted the whole thing because No. You gonna take you a rifle and do some gun salutes? No, nigga, if you gonna pretend like it, you gonna be it. You can't do stupid stuff around.
He claimed on the state he was like there for like medical and like support. I'm like, bro. Where are your band-aids?
You ain't come with none. You ain't come with none.
Where are your band-aids, sir?
You had time enough to go stop and buy a strap for your AR-15.
Borrow an illegal weapon.
Yeah. You ain't got no band-aids? Like she said, where your band-aids at, bro? Like,
literally, are your comical band-aids? You don't have any Neosporin. Like, what are you doing? I can't. It's just
ain't
so.
No, ain't no rubbing alcohol. You ain't got
so
no Neosporin.
Fraudulent. Yeah, man. This judge is whack, though.
Yeah, the judge like him. You could tell the judge like him.
The judge is like the defense attorney part two.
Dog, it's so obvious. And it's like you said, one other thing Sophie brought up, which I'm like, yeah. He gonna get off.
Yeah, I mean
he gonna get like a really light sentence. The idea that they was already deciding on what to call the victims, other than victims,
is disgusting.
We're in a simulation. This is a simulation. This can't be.
It does in fact feel like a simulation.
I was like, this can't be. Like, are you this? Are we? What is there a camera in here? Like, this can't be real. Yeah.
I mean, this is not really what we were here to talk about, but it's heated. And like, it's like the second I saw the crying without tears shit, I was like,
oh, bro, kick rocks. I was like, is this your king?
Did not take enough improv classes, my guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I immediately, like as soon as I saw it, I immediately laughed because I'm like, let me just pretend like these are real tears. It's still funny. I don't know. It's still funny to me. Even if you really genuinely crying, I'm like,
like I said before we got on, you weren't crying when you were at the bar with the Proud Boys posting up the white supremacy symbol for the gram, smiling, drinking with them.
Bring where's that
illegally,
energy?
First of all, because you are a child.
Yes.
No,
where's that energy?
No, I take that back. You're not a child.
Yeah.
You are an adult who made an adult decision and facts. You ended up shooting three people and killing two of them.
Facts. Bring that energy. Where's that
energy? No, I'm going to take it back. Murdering two of them.
Yes.
I just want to have my language perfect here. You are a murderer.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell else to call you.
You're a murderer.
Like, those were murders. I don't know. Yeah, nah. Kick rocks, little homie. You know what I'm saying? Kick rocks. Bro, you know what I'm saying? Just look, listen. Your mama put something on your books. You'll be all right. Just listen. Go there. Take your time. You ain't going to get a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's how I know you're not built for this. You ain't, you out here pretending. You're not built for this. Like, you know what? Listen, Now, okay, we finally getting into the show. But you know why? You know why I'm not outside like that? Why I'm not outside clapping in flamers, talking crazy outside of my neighborhood? Because I'm not built for that. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm not. You feel me? I'm like, no, 100%. I'll defend myself. I mean, if you coming at me, that's different. But like, you don't see me on the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but here's the thing. He wasn't in his own neighborhood. He drove 20 saying. Miles and then drove back, the booty, for the, Kyle. Drove back yes. for the gut. Like,
you ain't built for this. Somebody, where was your OGs that was like, nigga, you not built for this? Like, go and stay home. You know? But yeah, nah, he, look, whatever. So I'm like, yo, what? So I'm like, yo, what? So I'm like, yo, what? So I'm like, yo, whose team is this? Hood politics, the homie Sophie, we're going to talk basketball.
We are.
Because
I'm so excited.
As you know, Laker days, she got her t-shirt on.
I got the back-to-back
yes.
t-shirt on. Oh, man. I'm yes. excited.
This is so dope. This is a long time coming, man. And y'all will know where we going with this as soon as we get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Sophie, Laker, or not even just Lakers. Let's just talk basketball IQ, period.
Mm-hmm.
The question is always whether it was like Jordan or any Larry Bird, any team that had a superstar. The question was always like, can the superstar by themselves take a team to the championship or actually win a ring? And most of us, I'm weighing the thing, but like, it wasn't until Scottie Pippen got his legs up under them till they started mm-hmm. like winning real rings. You know what I'm saying? The idea is like, you can't just have a point. You have to have the point and the post. You gotta have,
you gotta have
a center in the game. You gotta have somebody else on the team to carry this. Do you hold to that theory?
It's a team sport, but there definitely are caveats to that, is what I would say. Like, definitely a team sport, definitely caveats to that.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis being one of them in the last season.
He did take that.
I mean, caveat, lots of injuries, shorter season, less off time, but Giannis did it.
Giannis did do it. Can a team win if the point and the center are in disagreement? If they can't figure out whose team it is, can a team win?
Usually, no, they cannot win. Usually. I got to give that caveat, though. Usually,
there are
no.
caveats. But I would say, yes, it's remarkably difficult if Magic and Kareem are not on the same page, if they don't understand whose team this is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, if you would like, you pick any generation of basketball, you have to ask whose team this is. And there has to be an understanding, I think, between the point and the post.
So we're talking like Michael Scotty, Shaq, Kobe type situations. Whose team
That's
is
That's exactly
it?
What we're talking about. Whose team is this? And look, Scotty, and it's funny seeing him being old and bitter now. Like,
this man really, really, really wants to sell his book, and like, I get it, but also like, shut up, Scotty, you sound so mean and bitter.
You sound so mean right now, man. You think we don't look, listen, it's cemented. You fighting over dry cement right now, bro. It's the legacy is done. We all love you. You had a shoe. You carried this team as best as you can, Scotty.
You got your bag from the Trailblazers.
You got your bag. You got your rings. I don't understand what we fighting over. This was Jordan's team. I don't understand what we talking about.
Yeah. I mean, so like, back to Shaq and Kobe, back to Michael and Scotty. I have the same stance on those two, even though completely different situations.
Yes.
Scotty and Shaq both did the same motherfucking shit. That makes me think, to my core, and nobody can argue with me, Michael's team, Kobe's team, they both did the same thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do. But okay. Lay it out for the people.
So it's the company time shit is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the I got injured and instead of rehabbing during the summer, getting my shit together so that I'm there for my team when it matters. I'm going to enjoy my summer and I'm going to fix my injury. Shaq quote, I got injured on company time. So I'm going to do my rehab on company time.
Yep.
And so you weren't there for your guys.
You wasn't in the gym.
You wasn't in the gym. Exactly.
My argument is the same in this sense. Mm-hmm. My thing is like, okay, you know whose team this is when one of y'all leave. Like, who's replaceable? That's the question to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Kobe went on to win a bunch more rings after Shaq left. But for a long time, there was a question, whose team is this? Now, I feel like if you was on the ground like you and me in the city, that wasn't a question.
No.
We know whose team it is.
It absolutely wasn't. And I mean, like, that goes back to like work ethic and everything. And like,
yeah.
And like, yeah, they're like, well, Kobe, you would have benefited from going to more of those team dinners, whatever. It's like, yeah, but he was in the gym. Where were you?
Facts. Where were you?
Where were you?
Yes. So I'm like, yo.
What are you doing? I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But like you ask any like real LA person, anybody who not even LA, anybody who's like an actual like Hooper person, like it's just Kobe's team.
It's Kobe's it's Kobe's team. And until everyone got that, when Powell came, he understood. Man, everybody else who came around.
Gasol, I love Pau Gasol. And you know what? Pau Gasol, still a teammate, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so impressed with him being there for Vanessa and the girls. Like,
yes.
Pau Gasol, good dude.
Facts.
Teammate, through and through, teammate, on and off through the court. Through. Knew his role. Whose team it was. Yes. And that's why they work so well together. Because he knew it was Kobe's team. So we're back to this. Now, why are we talking about this, Prop?
Why are we talking about this is the best part of this convo. If you don't know whose team this is, if y'all fighting over whose team it is, y'all gonna lose. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna work out. Now y'all jockeying for a position. At some point, we're gonna figure out who the prophet is. We're gonna know whose team it is eventually. But during that time y'all fighting over, y'all taking L's, right? I would like to introduce you to the modern Democratic Party.
Oh, man. Right.
Whose team is this? You know what I'm saying?
We're supposed to have a big three right now. Am I right? We're supposed to have the big three. We're supposed to have the White House, Congress, yep, and Senate. We're supposed to have the big three. We're supposed to have the AD, LeBron, and Russ. And we know that's not working right now either.
And it ain't working.
Because whose team is it?
Whose team is it? Y'all don't get it, man. Y'all gonna keep taking these L's because you can't decide. Like, I feel like, and it's the battle of the Joes.
It's literally the battle of the Joes right now. It's the battle of the Joes. Yeah, man. And I mean, if you don't know who we're talking about Biden and Manchin, which is.
Yes.
And
what's crazy is, like, I just picture this boy Joe Manchin, like, being like, listen, I got this fossil fuel money. I'm good down here. Y'all gonna do what the hell I say you gonna do.
I just picture him like holding and counting money. That's how I picture him. Like, yeah. At night, instead of counting sheep, he's counting money. Cause like that's money. That's who he is.
I'm telling you, man, he looking at his investors like, don't worry about it.
He's like, I got this. Don't worry, guys.
It's on me. Yeah. This is my party. This is my team. From the bench. That's what's crazy. He doing it from the bench. Like, how you control the team from the bench? Like,
oh man, it's so true.
Yo, and the reason we know this is the budget reconciliation thing, right?
Right. So we got, you know, in like the last couple of days, and like right now it is November 10th, just 2021, just for reference for people coming back to it. I mean, it's like this Build Back Better bill does not look like what it was proposed to be whatsoever. And a lot of that is because of Joe Manchin, man. And it's like whose team is it? This bill doesn't have any of the original things that Biden promised it would have, really. It has a couple, but
it's crazy because I thought to myself, okay, so I'm thinking Joe moves much more kind of like mobster, kind of pimpish, to where it's like, I'm just gonna be nice. Like, yeah, but we're gonna do what I want to do.
He's I'm in charge, but also I'll let you have your moment.
Yeah. Like, I'm not finna yell. Like, I don't move like that. Like, we not yelling. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be in here, be a bully. I'm not a bull in a china shop, but we gonna do what I say we gonna do. That's the way I picture Joe. Right.
Yeah.
But
that's not it at all.
That's not what's happening at all. And I thought he was like, my thought was, what everybody else was thinking was that this progressive wing was going to pull him that way.
No, he didn't get pulled any type of way. He just stood back and watched.
He just stepped back and let the thing. And yeah. I'm looking at what's happening and I'm like, oh, it's Joe Manchin's team.
Yeah, I mean, like, even what happened in the last couple of days with them passing, being like, all right, the progressives being like, all right, we'll pass your infrastructure bill, which is needed and like definitely not as good as it should be, but like America.
Yeah. Of course.
But America, let me say that one more time.
Yeah.
But like, I really want to take Congresswoman Jayapal and be like, listen, I know they there's a written agreement, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's going to happen.
No. No. And it's like, if when somebody, when you run into somebody that's like, the type of unreasonable that Joe Manchin is, you're put in this position to where you're like, okay, do I match his unreasonableness? Do I like,
yeah. I mean, like, that's what I was expecting Joseph R. Biden to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You give his full name right here. Like, yeah. I was expecting him, but it just seems like he's sitting back. I mean, like, back to basketball, this really reminds me, all right, so Lakers got one win, right? They won. And then Shaq shows up at training camp, super out of shape.
Yeah.
How are you going to win the next one? It kind of feels like we're in that out of shape training camp situation right now.
Out of shape training camp. Yeah. And it's like, okay, it's 10 seconds left. This fool Shaq demanding the ball. You have to be like, if you Kobe, you're like, here's the thing, bro. I'm not giving you the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Literally, Joe Biden has to be like, listeners, I am not comparing Kobe Bryant to Joe Biden. Please do not.
Of course not.
Please do not come in my mentions. This is not happening.
I understand.
This would never happen. Yes. This is morally, no. But I'm like, very firm. But like, you have to be like, this man is injured. He cannot play.
Yes.
You have
to stand up. If you a boss, be a boss. And just be like, look, homie, I don't care what the fuck you say. I don't care what bag you got. This is not what we doing. Be mad at me. You ain't the damn president, nigga. I am. Like, I don't know. Where is that? Where's that? You know what I'm saying? And like, in some senses, I'm like, I'm looking at the progressive wing where I'm like, where they're like, well, we can stand our ground as much as we can. But if you already on this position to where I'm like, well, the shit's got to happen, man. We got to do something. Then I see why they were like, all right, well, I guess this. But at the same time, it's like, you just left the park. You just left the playground. That fool just stole your basketball. You know what I'm saying? And you just go go home? You just go go home.
You literally let Joe Manchin take out the family paid leave that we all need in this country.
Literally
let this one spoiled man, one
by
spoiled,
himself,
by his damn self, take that out of the build back, which is a, can we just build back? But I hate it. It's a horrible name.
It's a terrible name. But.
And I'm so sick of hearing about how it's a once in a lifetime investment. You've taken out so many things that made it. I mean, no, but like made it somewhat worthy of like conversation.
You know what? Yeah. So speaking of which, let's go over what. So it went from 3.5 trill. Mm-hmm. To 1.75 trill.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, I'm of the same like school of thought that's like, once numbers get so high, they just don't feel real. You know what I mean? It's like a one quadrillion dollars. I don't know. It doesn't seem real.
No, I'm with
right?
you. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. What is a trillion? You know what I'm saying? Until you start talking about where each of these dollars go. So, 1.75 trill, what we're getting? We're getting universal pre-K, dope. Expanded healthcare, right?
Mm-hmm.
35 billy towards hearing benefits, which mm-hmm. is dope. 1 year extension on the child care tax credit, which is tiny, but it's dope. I can't front when them checks come in.
Mediocre, but dope.
Mediocre, but dope. Them checks do be coming in, mm-hmm. and I do thank you very much. 550 billy on like climate like tax incentives, which I understand, but I think is a little bit trash.
Not enough.
Also, there's a lot of other tax incentives
mm-hmm.
that if you like, why, if I got to choose a tax incentive and I'm a earth killing corporation, I'm like, well, I can choose other tax incentives. I don't mm-hmm. have to take this one. There's plenty mm-hmm. other ones. 150 billy to build 1 million affordable housing units, which all need to be in Los Angeles themselves. Right.
Man.
And, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? And 100 billy in like immigration reform. That's what we're getting.
Yeah, but like,
what we're not getting.
Yeah, yeah, what we're not getting, and like things that were promised is like, all right. So thank you, Joe Manchin, for taking out the paid family leave. Yeah. This was like obviously something we needed, very popular in polling, and this one man cried wolf, and it's out. The original thing had it at 12 weeks. Then it was 4 weeks. Yeah. Now it's not even. Then there was the 2 years free community college. I can't even express like how much that would do for people.
It would have been, it would have been a game changer. It would have been a game changer. And I don't understand why it's so hard to wrap your brain around, in the sense that, like, well, you know, you get 12 years of free school.
It makes literally no sense.
Two more years why does
it
that seem?
It makes literally no sense. And, you know, just the amount of lives that would impact.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then this shit pissed me off, because this shit is so expensive and frustrating to begin with. The dental and vision shit, taking that out of Medicare.
I just, like, why? Like, that, like, some of that, like, it's like, I don't know. Like, I wish I understood. I wish I could. We got to get Miles back in here to track the dark money. Cause I'm like, explain to me why are you taking out the teeth, man? Like, what do you,
here's the thing.
You don't gain from this.
Here's the thing. Last time I checked, my eyes and my mouth were part of my body and were part of my health. So why is it?
I mean, I don't understand why it's separate either.
I mean, like, money and drug companies and shady people, but, you know, like, the dark money. But it's like, really? It was like an $800 voucher too.
Yeah.
It's come pennies. On. I mean, even with insurance, dental and vision shit is so unnecessarily expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand why those two are like carve outs from just medical insurance, period. The concept still doesn't make sense. It's still part of your body, except for the money. And then the part that blows my mind too is like, if you big dental, I don't know, if the government pays for it, then you getting your money.
Yeah, why do you care where that check's coming from?
Who do you care is on the bottom of it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
literally,
you still getting your money.
Does it clear?
Does the check clear, Sophie?
What
the hell you worried about who it come from? You more likely to get your money if it's government subsidized than from me. You know what I'm saying?
100%, because there are so many people that are like, nah, I can't.
I ain't got it. Yeah.
I'm not doing it because, you know, I need that. I need that for something else.
Yeah.
And it's terrible because people do need to do dental and vision.
Yeah, dog.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I really wish I understood I could track the logic for this one.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Bernie really championed that one, and like,
And then I watched Bernie get played like a punk too.
He got played
like a punk. Even visually, that man outside talking to the press. Mm-hmm. Joe Manchin run up, put himself up under his arm. He's like, let's cop this picture. And Bernie not paying attention. It was like, oh, okay, pat 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 pat. I'm like, oh, bro, he just played you so hard right now.
Got
played so hard. Like, I have to stay. I'm standing back and looking at Joe Manchin, and I'm like, well, bravo.
I know, right?
Well played, sir, because you just moved. You just proved to everybody whose team this is.
You just proved to everybody whose team this is, and like, showing what money is worth what to you.
Yes.
Who matters to you, who doesn't matter to you, and what hill you're willing to die on. And like, lowballing people. It really, okay, so this is some very niche basketball here. Yes. But this really does remind me of this my boy, the Ball Mamba, Alex Caruso situation right now. Where he wanted to stay with the team.
Yes.
He wanted to stay with the team.
He
wanted to stay. And the team would not fund what was deserved, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, he was really, 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 really willing to negotiate here, man. He was okay. Yeah. So he was given a lowball offer. He was like, no, I'm gonna go see what my options are. He came back twice, was willing to take less money, and the Lakers I can't even, like,
yeah.
I love Alex Caruso. Gonna have to, but like that exact thing is what's happening here. Yeah. Why are you willing to fumble the bag on something as good as dental and vision, as paid family leave? Like, why are you willing to put money into something that is not worth the money?
Yeah. I don't get it, dog. Yeah, that's a great comparison too. That trade was crazy.
It's deeply because
he was coming to the it's a deep cut, but he was coming to the table. He was coming to the table, and
he was willing to he wanted to work with the team.
He wanted to stay. He was trying.
He wanted to work with the team, just like, you know, just like we have these progressives, like we have Congresswoman AOC. She wants these things. She knows what's about, and that's why they voted no. Because they're like, listen,
fam.
And then it's just like, we got to see like fucking Nancy Pelosi officiating that rich people. It's like, what are you doing?
What's happening right now?
And they're like, all right, it's going to happen by the 15th. It's going to happen by the 15th. Oh, we got to vote to keep they have to vote to keep the government funded. If this shit happens, like it always does, and they go on holiday break.
Yeah.
And right leave people without their bread.
Yeah.
It's just very like, you are supposed to be the big three right now. Why are you not taking advantage of that and getting good shit for good people? Like, come on.
Yeah, it is us.
You look stupid. Where's our ROI? Real stupid.
You're a team of all-stars. The thing is, it's stacked for you. I don't understand. This is like, this whole thing is stacked for you. Why are you losing? And you're going to keep losing.
It's because it's that Lakers team with Gary Payton and Karl Malone.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. Those were the next words coming out of my mouth.
You have old heads that don't know how to work together.
These old heads that are used to being stars and just don't know how to work together. Y'all gonna lose. You gon' lose.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm like, yo, whose team is this? Whose team is this? My theory is, and you saying the same, until y'all figure out whose team this really supposed to be, because look, Joe and him, Manchin done planted his flag. He's like, this is my team. Y'all, prove me wrong.
He said, I have you moving for me.
Y'all moving for me. Yeah. And it sounds to me like he willing to take the L. He's like, I'll tank the team. I'll put the ring on the line. I'll tank the team. I don't care. This is my squad.
He said, fuck paid family leave. You don't
fuck
need that.
Fuck paid family leave.
You don't need that. like what?
You said, fuck your children.
Literal gremlin. I can't.
Fuck your children. Don't get pregnant then. That's what this fool said.
Ma'am.
God, dog. And you can't be on the other side of that being like, come on, guys, but we're a team. Come on, let's do the right thing.
I mean, it also, like, I was watching MSNBC last night. I was watching Rachel Maddow, and she was showing this stuff, how it's like in all these local papers, they're applauding in like Louisiana, Florida, applauding that all this money is coming to their state because of this infrastructure bill. Mind you, the Republicans are all like, pat. They voted against it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just goes back to basketball again, where it's like, yeah, you won, but you didn't deserve to win.
You wasn't supposed to win. You ain't really win. You got an asterisk, cuz. This ain't really a win.
You won, but you didn't do your part.
Dude.
And you're still going to be at that ribbon cutting ceremony.
You still going to be there.
You're still gonna get your ring.
I'm looking at the Democratic Party during that season when Cleveland and Golden State was playing.
Yeah.
And them fools blew a 3-1 lead.
Yeah.
I'm like, you blew a 3-1 lead in the finals. Y'all blew it. How you?
Yeah, and the JV squad did that too in the bubble.
And the JV squad did it in the bubble. Like,
yeah,
y'all blew. I can't. How you finna blow this lead? Like, y'all breathe. And like, don't. And the one thing I will give them credit for is in this ass whooping they just got in these midterms. Mm-hmm. They wasn't running around talking about like, oh yeah, the Republicans cheated. No, they just took it on the chin like, yeah, nah, we
Yeah, we I lost. Mean,
yeah.
The amount of respect I would lose. I mean, like, I don't really have respect for the Democratic Party, but like even more I've been like, that's so weak.
Yeah.
That's had so lame. They, that's so corny. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad they took it on the chin, and I hope they listening, and I hope they saying, "Okay, listen, dog, we
But if I'm Biden, I need to get control of my team because literally how
Boss up. Yeah.
You are supposed to be the Michael Jordan, the Kobe. You are supposed to be that guy. You
Go boss
have,
up.
You we all came out and voted. And like voting is not obviously not the answer to our problems, but it does have some type of benefit and help. And we all came out and got and we have the Democratic Party has control of Congress, Senate, mm-hmm. and the White House. Where's my ROI? Where's my return on investment?
Facts.
So it's like voters, when it comes to the next election, are going to be like, all right, so like we got you, but you didn't. Like, where is it?
Yes, we need to walk into that locker room. It's the end of the first half. We need to look at him and just be like, if you don't boss up, like, go out there and boss up. What the hell are you doing?
You know what? You know what?
We traded all for you. We drafted your ass. Go boss up.
I just figured out who he's being.
Okay, who is he being?
He's being Magic Johnson when he's like, I don't want to play the fourth quarter. He's like, I don't want to play the fourth quarter. He's literally Magic Johnson being like, all right, like, I got you here. All right. Y'all figure it out. I don't want to play the fourth quarter.
We're just sitting out the fourth.
And I got to bring, like, Joe Biden, you're not Magic Johnson, and you can't do that.
First. And number two, you can't sit out the damn fourth quarter, bro. Like, you got the job. Go do the job. Like, just boss up. Even, like, I'm just like, I understand how you move. You feel like, nah, we got to move these chess pieces. I understand. But, like where is your, just boss up, bro. Like, what are you doing, man?
You are the president of the United States of America.
God, like, boss up. What is you doing? It you just, letting this man running you right now. You feel me? Like, I can't think of any more comparisons to, like, if this was my child, I would be looking at my son like, son, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
What's happening right now? Are you scared? Are you scared of this little boy? Like, I would be just like, son, you're in charge. I don't understand what you don't understand. You're in charge. You know, you got older siblings? I got an older sibling. Like, my sister was not scared of me. I'm a whole foot bigger than her, but that's my big sister. She knows she in charge.
Yeah.
When we was kids, I mean, I could wolf all I want. She would just be like, uh-huh. Okay.
My brother is a foot tall. He's older and a foot taller than me. But definitely, Dr. Lichterman is in charge.
Absolutely. You like... He's in charge. You know what I'm saying?
It was like, I was his sister. He was not my brother. Like, exactly. We knew the hierarchy. We knew whose team it was. We knew whose team it was.
That's my point. We knew whose team it was. And when you know whose team it was, I tell you what, me and my sister, that's funny how we moved it over here. Me and my sister, we used to have, like, agreements about, like, hey, I won't tell on you about this.
Yeah.
You won't tell on me about that. You feel me? And she would set it up. She was in charge. We all had chores. And she would be like, listen, okay, look it. I'm going to let you go. You can go play with your friends, this, and this. I just need you to make sure, if you do my dishes, I'm like, all right, your team. I can't be like, I'm not doing your dishes. She's like, okay, nope. I knew whose team it was. You set the rules. We all win. I didn't tell nobody you snuck out and took the car.
But she had your back.
She had my back. I ain't tell nobody you snuck out to take the car. You ain't tell nobody I snuck out and wrote my name on the wall. You ain't tell nobody.
My brother, foot taller than me, brilliant, like through and through, like basketball captain of the team. I mean, me too, but like whatever. But like it was his team, right? But he also knew that I was on the team and he had to protect me, right? So it's like, you know, he's brilliant, foot taller than me, captain of the basketball team, just like there. But like, I was on his team. And so if somebody tried to mess with me, I was on his team, right? I remember we were at one of his friend's houses playing basketball. And the friend had a little brother, and the little brother's friend tried to mess with me during the game because I crossed him over. And like, sorry, Ethan, but like...
You crossed him.
I crossed him, and he tried to push me. And my brother scared the living shit out of him because he was like...
Stops the game.
He was like, first of all, that's my sister. If someone's going to pick on her, it's going to be me. And second of all, do not disrespect her like that because she's on my team. And like... Joe Manchin, you should be on Joe Biden's team. Why are you not
on the squad? Yeah, why are you not on the squad? I just don't, because he don't care. He's like, either it's my squad or it's nobody's. Like, you can't work with somebody like that, especially somebody like that that got the power enough and the guts inside of them, the balls inside of them to take it on the chin if it don't work out. To be like, I mean, whatever. I'm cool.
And then all of us lose.
Then we all lose. That's the problem. If you don't know, if somebody decides that's their team and they're willing to tank the team, everybody loses.
Like Carmelo on the Knicks.
Like Carmelo
on the Knicks.
We can end it right there. That's perfect. Like Carmelo on the Knicks. Yeah, you just, well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, dog. Like this, yes. Sophie, you, thank you so much for doing this. You need to be the featured guest on more pods rather than just like the background noise sometimes. You need to be the person. They need to put some more respect on your name because you be having some gems to drop.
Thank
you. We also
you.
Need more people in this team that in our network that know basketball.
I mean, it's embarrassing.
It's really just us two.
I mean, yeah. I mean, on Cool Zone Media, it's just us two. I mean, if we expand to we got Miles Gray and we got Jack O'Brien, who do know their stuff.
Yes.
But like, man,
it's just so many references that are happening that I'm hearing you say in the background, and I'm at the crib giggling because I'm like, see, me and her would riff off that.
I mean, there's like so many times when we're recording with Robert where he has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, totally.
Which is very funny, but also like, you know, that'd be bad. You watch a couple games.
Yeah, just know. Yes. We're gonna make him come watch a few games.
Man.
All right. Thank you so much, Sophie.
Yeah, of course.
You're such a G. And just remember, politics is like basketball. You gotta know whose team it is. There it is.
Can I plug real quick?
Yes. Plug the pluggy plug plug. Thank you. I forgot about the plugs.
At Cool Zone Media for all the pods on Instagram and Twitter, at Hood Politics for this show, because it's dope.
Yes.
I'm so happy that this show is on the network. I love it so much. It's so great.
Dog, thank you so much. This is the dopest squad. Couldn't have been any better.
It's so fun. I guess at @y_Sophie_y on Twitter, @Sophie_Ray_ _sunshine. Lots of underscores. But on the gram.
Mad underscores, homie.
But mostly coolzonemedia.com.
Yep.
Yep, that's it, man.
She did all the plugs for everybody, so we up in here.
At Prop Hip Hop, we're done.
You already did that. Oh no, you didn't. Yeah,
no,
Prop
Hip Hop.
But y'all know that, man.
By Terraform.
You did plug Hood Politics. Buy the book. Listen to the album. We up in there. All right.
That's it.
Bang. Y'all, this mug was recorded and edited by me, Propaganda, right here in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles. Y'all can follow me at Prop Hip Hop on all the socials. You can follow the Hood Politics Pod itself at Hood Politics Pod, where we be trying to make takes on stuff that aren't really big enough for a whole episode, but definitely needs a little bit of clarity. This mug was scored, edited, mixed, and mastered by the one and only Headlights. Y'all go follow my dog, Matt Oswowski. I still don't know how to say his name. I'm glad he changed it to Headlights. Follow him on his socials at @Headlights_music. Telling you, hear all these new other fly tracks this fool be making. And the theme music was done by the one and only Gold Tips, DJ Sean P. And y'all remember, every time you check in, if you understand the hood, you could understand politics. Shouts to iHeartMedia for making this happen.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.